Okay, let's go back to Shavi Anafshet. I need to go back and repeat myself in the tape. I'll say it a little differently. We plugged Shavi Anafshet into the sugya, pointed out that we have a classic hakira where the Shavi Anafshet is a din of neder or a din of ne'emanos, and the maskanina that we had seen in the acronym was a situation of EFSHR. Someone claims that weekday is Shabbos, so Mitzad Neder would work, Mitzad Ne'emanos it wouldn't work. So we tried to plug it into the two Hakiras that we have, the two Machlokos Rishonim that we have in our Sugya, in terms of whether Shavi Anafshet works even if Lo Kimlei or Dafka Kimlei. And secondly, as to whether Shavi Anafshet would work in a situation where there's Dam Besulin. Can Shavi Anafshet override Dam Besulin? And so he wanted to say that if we're dealing with the Neder, it could apply even if Lo Kimlei, it could apply even against Dam Besulin. If we're dealing with Ne'emanos, so then it would be less likely to apply in the case of Lo Kimlei, and it would be also less likely to apply in a situation of against Dam. And we point, and Yoni pointed out that according to that approach, there appears to be a stira in Rashi by Dam, the implication of Rashi by Dam, and the way the Shita is mabayik in the in Rashi in terms of Lo Kimlei. And we said maybe in Achinami that would be a raya against the diuk of the Shita, but because of the Shita of the Shita is a Shita, whether it's Rashi or it's not, Rashi, it's a valid Shita. That's A. B, we moved over to the Mishnah Dorim, and here I'd like to change what we said last time. In the Mishnah Dorim, we have a Reisha and a Seifa, but Rishana Hi Omrim, that in a situation where an Ashes Kohen says, Tameya Anilacha, then she is believed, and she is Notelet Ksuva, Yotseifa Notelet Ksuva, and then the Seifa says, nothing doing. That at the moment that Chazal were Choshesh, that perhaps Nasna Eineha Ba'acher, then Chazir Bahem and Tzorech Lahavi Raya Lidvareha, that we don't take her word as answering her on her husband. That's the Mishnah. We have a Barishona where we have a Ne'emanus, and a Seifa where Lohem Minuha. So last time we dealt with Tosfos and the Tosfos. I'd like to take it from a different perspective, from the perspective of the Ran. The Ran over there in the Darim raises the question of Shavi Anafshet in terms of comparing the Reisha to the Seifa. That if the Reisha is built on Shavi Anafshet, if we say the reason that she's Ne'emenet is because of Shavi Anafshet, so what happened to Shavi Anafshet in the Seifa? I mean, even if we want to say that she shouldn't be Notelet or Ksuva, because we say B'Shem HaShem Anasmei Neha Ba'acher, but the bottom line is Shavi Anafshet that we have over here in Yisr Labala. So what happened to the Yisr Labala that we find in the Reisha? And that basically was his question. Assuming that the Reisha is built on Shavi Anafshet, which was a question that was asked in the Shir, so what happened to Shavi Anafshet in the Sefer? So the Ran has two Terutim. Yes?
Isn't that what the Mishnah is saying? That you changed it because of Nasna Eina?
But what do we do to the Shavi Anafshet? The Nasna Eina, we say, therefore she's not going to be my Kebelet or Ksuva. But what happened to the Shavi Anafshet? What you view it as a neder or as an amonis, what happened to it? So the Ran says that and that's his question. The ikal amedak amasnisin kevan de midina the amrat mea nilacha mitzra abala commissioner rishona mishum shelota heid nosenas eineha ba'acher hechi tiruha v'chi iser shebala heichan halach. So on this question, he has two terutzim. One terutz, he has a yesh misha terutz. The af agav de midina asira le, sharu le rabbanan umavatle milsa d'oraisa, mishum migdor milsa v'kumva asay. The geder godol godruba shelotite neneha ba'acher l'hafkiya asma mibayla v'harashus v'yadam la'asoskei. The din achinami that we have, meikar hadin, a principle of Shavi Anafshet, and Rabbanan came along and overrode the principle of Shavi Anafshet, even though Shavi Anafshet may be a Doraisa principle, The Chol of Rabbanan overrode it. L'migdam milsa because of tznius shema titene neha la'acher. Migdam milsa shayni. But that's not so pashut because then you move over into the power of Chazal, Lakor, Dover, Menat Torah. Maybe the difference between Kum Vaseh and Shev Yaltasa, between Hora Shah and the Ladoros, so that's a problem. And so the Ran continues very, very audaciously and relates this to a sugi we saw earlier, Udidi lo kashali. I'm not bothered by this problem of Kum Vaseh and Shev Yaltasa. The Ran wants to say it will even apply. You know, if you don't want to apply the regular din of Yesh Kofi Achachamim La'Kord Avim and Atara, we can apply Afkin Rabban L'Kedusha Minei, which we pointed out could go beyond, could be a Tanai, could go beyond the principle of Yesh Kofi Achachamim La'Kord Avim and Atara. And that's what we would apply over here to override the Shavya Anafshe. Shavya Anafshe is if she was married. We're saying that Lumafreya, she was divorced when she was Ne'enesa. And that would solve the problem. In any case, that's one approach. And that approach is found over here also in Tosfos, not the section that we read, but the section afterwards. Tosfos says, Kevan di Yeshloch Hashem Anosna Neha Ba'acher, Yesh Koach Yad Chachomim La'akor Devareha Mikol V'chol Esfara Yedova Kazos. And it was, we override Shav Yad Nasha, yes?
But if they agree that the end of marriage meant to have relations with another person, anyway, she would be religious back to her or something.
If he was apostle, she wouldn't be allowed, but if he was Adam Tosher.
That one's the only one another.
That's only if she, when she was married, but if this was before the marriage, so she had premarital relations. So that doesn't answer her on her husband. Unless the individual, unless we're dealing with a Kohen, and the individual was a apostle, then she could be a Zona. But otherwise, no. In any case, you know, so one approach over here is that in Achiname, the Mishnah and the Darim is not something we have to deal with. Because the Mishnah and the Darim assume Shavi Anashe. That's the basis of the Resha of Tmei Ani Lecha, that we believe the woman. And the fact of Chazrubo, that is based on all sorts of superpowers of Chachamim to override Shavi Anashe in certain circumstances. But in our Gemara, we have a classic situation of Shavya Anashe. So that's one approach. Again, that's the approach of the Ran, of those that he quotes, of the second Teretz and Tosfos. Yes? Okay, you're asking good questions in terms of the details. All I'm pointing out is, do we have to struggle with this Mishnah Nedarim in terms of our sugya? That in our sugya, we're dealing with a husband who's a Kohen, wants to ask himself on his wife. And the Mishnah over there is talking about a woman who's married to a Kohen who wants to ask herself on her husband. In our sugi, we say Shavya Anafshe. In the bottom line of the Gemara, the Mishnah over there, we don't say Shavya Anafshe. What do we do with it, that Sira? So according to the approach we just saw, it's not a Sira. We have Shavya Anafshe in our sugi, Meikar Hadin, and the Maskana. You have Shavya Anafshe over there, Meikar Hadin, but it's overridden in the Maskana because of the Gidrek Stiyut, L'migdar Milsaf, Kinar Banon Kedusha Minei, all sorts of unique powers of Chazal. So if we take that approach, we can breathe easily. We don't have a problem with the Mishnah Nedarim. However, there is another approach that the Ran quotes. The Ran continues, and it's an approach that's familiar to us from another source, but it's over here in the Ran as well. And he says, V'acherim tirtzu, the Mishnah Rishona lo dina katani. That there is no Shavya Anafshe really in our situation. The Medina Vade Ein Ha'isha Ne'emenes Lomar Tmeya Ani Lecha Lahafkia Atzma Mi Ba'ala Hi Mishubedet Lo Ela Mishum. And which at the safe that the safe is telling us that there's no Shavya Anafshe. Ela Mishum Daha Milsa De Tmeya Ani Lecha Ksifa La. It's something which is uncomfortable for her to admit. Takinu ba Mishnah Rishona lahamina di lav dekushta kamra lohadis bezalzal anam shel ameimar hachi. Is that the habit that the Mishnah Rishona held that we have like a migo? We have an unusual ne'emonos that basically we don't have a din of shavi anashe in a situation which would be mafkia shibudim that would separate a husband from a wife. However, near in divrei emes, it appears why in the world would a woman come to us and tell us that she was raped and ask herself on her husband unless it was true? It's something which is very very uncomfortable for a woman to admit. Something which is very comfortable for something like this to become public knowledge. And so if the woman is saying it, Kanarai she's telling the truth. And then, however, the moment that any time the Mishnah, women became chasufot, and a woman was willing to put herself through what would be considered to be a shameful admission in order to be able to get out of the first marriage. So then, ukma adina, we return to the halacha that there's no din of shavya nashe. Namely, that the second approach over here is what we call natosis rid. This is the ran over here in Nadarim, it's a tosis rid. In the back of Nadarim, there's also a rift with a Nemuka Yosef floating around it. Nemuka Yosef also says the same thing, right? Namely, that we can't apply shavya nashe to override Shibudim. And the fact that in the Reisha and the Mishnah they said the woman was Ne'emenet, that was a unique Ne'emanus that was sort of near in Divrei Emes, that Chazal had the power to say Ne'emenes Aleinu, that otherwise she wouldn't have put herself in this embarrassing situation. And then Chazal realized that sometimes there are extraneous overriding factors that a woman would even put herself in an embarrassing situation in order to be able to get out of a marriage. Okay. So now, according to this approach, we have a real problem. Why in our sugya can a husband use shavi anashe to get out of a marriage with his wife, while in the sugya nadarim, over there, the Mishnah assumes that we can't use shavi anashe to mafkia shibudim? That's the issue that we raise. The third approach is what we saw over here in Tosfos, that specifically for an Eishes Kohen to a Kohen, there's no Shavi Anafshe because we're dealing with a one-way Issa. The Kohen is also to his wife, she's not Asura to her husband. Tirich Rav Eliezer, Lo Matzinu Zona Shi Asura Linase Le Kohen, Devadei Hu Muzhar Aleha, Aval Hi, Eina Muzheret Alav. There is no shavi anashe in that situation because it's a one way street. He can answer himself on her; she can't answer himself on him. Yes. Correct. That's it. Okay. Okay, so in any case, if we have these three ways of understanding the Mishnah Nedarim, namely that either that the Seifa is built, if we take the first approach, that the Mishnah is built on the principle of Shavi Anashe, and the Seifa is an Akiras government on Torah, so then that's fine. Our Sugya Shavi Anashe, Mikar Hadinya of Shavi Anashe in the Darim. That's fine. If we take the third approach, also we have no problem. That what the Mishnah is telling us is over there is that there is no Shavi Anashe from an Eishes Kohen to a Kohen. Shavi Anashe is a one-way street, it's not a two-way street. And the moment it's a one-way street, so when he feels Shavi Anashe, that'll usher him on her. Mashiachin, when she is the one who is instigating the problem, there's no Easter of her to him, so there's no Shavi Anashe. The Shavi Anashe doesn't get off the ground. So if we take either of those two approaches, we have no problem. If we take the middle approach, and this is what the Rav Yaakov Milisa, this is the question that he raises in our sugya. The stipler, David Dykin showed me in Mechilas Yaakov and Simon Yud, quotes the Beis Yaakov, that we have a seira between our Mishnah and between our sugya and the Mishnah and the Dharam. The Mishnah and the Dharam assumes that there is no din of shavya nafshe to undermine a marriage, to undermine a shibud, while in our sugya we say that there is shavya nafshe to override a shibud. So what we offered last time as a direction, again we didn't get involved in the details, but the Seifer quotes such a direction in the name of one of the Ashronim, that maybe we can distinguish between the shibud of a woman to her husband and a shibud of a husband to his wife. That the shibud of a woman to her husband is such that it can't be overwritten by Shavi Anashe, A woman can't make a neder that she's also the tashmish to her husband. And if we view Shavya Nafshe is built on a neder, so this would not go. Mashenkin, a husband can make a neder that his wife would be Asura and him at Bahana, namely that his Shibud is of a different nature. And what the disciple wants to do is learn this also on the level of Nemanas. That maybe there's a difference also on the level of Nemanas between a husband to a wife and a wife to a husband. I don't know the details. I want to get involved, and I'll send you to the Kilas Yaakov, Simon Yud. I think it's all in Sif Aleph over there. But that was the question that was raised as to whether Shavya Nafshe can override Shibudim or can't override Shibudim. And so either you're left with you're stuck. That's where we were stuck last time. Or the direction would be to distinguish between our sugya, which is the husband shibud to his wife, that can be overridden, and the sugya over there is the wife shibud to her husband, perhaps that cannot be overridden.
His main shibud, you can't override any aspect.
His main shibud,
you can't override that.
We're not talking about. We're not dealing at this point with Shavya Nafshe. We're going to see on Tesimah Beis how the Shavya Nafshe affect Mamanos. We're dealing in terms of in terms of Iser. In other words, as to whether the husband can create a situation where his wife is Osir on him, as to whether a wife can create a situation where her husband is Osir to her. Okay. We moved at that point over to the Rambam. And now, in light of what we're saying, so I hope it'll come a little smoother. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, in Perek Yud Ches, Halakha Tes, deals with the Mishnah in the Darim. Eishes Kohen Sh'amar Leba'ala Ne'enasti. Af al pi shehi muteres leba'ala kumo sheviyarnu. That's the Mishnah. That's the Chazrubo of the Mishnah Achrona. Harehi asura lekol kohen sheba'olam achar sheyamut ba'ala. And she remains married to her husband. That's either we don't have Shavya Nafshe, Shavya Nafshe is overridden, whatever, we were in the Mishnah over there. However, the moment that out of old age her husband dies and she becomes an almana, then she becomes also to call Kohen Ba'olam Shaharei Hodeit Shehi Zona Va'asra Atzma V'Na'aseit Kichaticha Ha'asura. Here, as opposed to what we said last time, here, Lachora, what the Rambam is saying is clearly not like Tosos, the name of Rav Eliezer. Tosos, the name of Rav Eliezer, said that a woman doesn't asser herself on a Kohen. Kohen is asser to a woman, but a woman who's a Zona, but the Zona is not asser to a Kohen. Here, we have black on white that she is asser to every Kohen in the world because of Shavya Nafshe. And it's not that we say that Shavya Nafshe doesn't exist. Shavya Nafshe exists. Kaneret, it was overridden, but the Shavya Nafshe exists. So we have over here the Shavya Nafshe clapping every Kohen in the world. Yes, what's overriding the Shavya by the husband is either the Shibud, that we can't override, that the woman can't mafkia Shibud, or Chazal were mafkia it, mitzat sniyus. Either like the Ran, or the Ran can take one of the two approaches, either the Ran's approach or the Tosfos Yud's approach. Either of those two approaches are fine to the Rambam. The third approach of the of Rav Eliezer in Tosfos, that's overridden by the Rambam, because you see over here, there is a din of Shavya Nafshe, and she's making herself Chaticha di Isura. Okay. Then the Rambam quotes our sugya, and we pointed out last time, he doesn't mention Shavya Nafshe black on white, and he only said very properly that that's not a raya. It could be basing himself on what he just said. That's the continuity over here in the Rambam. He's building some on Shavya Nafshe. Or even where the Rambam deals with the sugya of Shavya Nafshe per se, Homer Leisha, Kidashtir, even there the Rambam doesn't mention Shavya Nafshe, so that is not a problem. Okay. Then, that's what we dealt with last time. Then I pointed out to you that what I'd like to deal with this today, this complete sugya of Shavya Nafshe, is the Rambam in Perek Chaf Hilchos Isurei Bia, Halacha Yud Gimel. That over there, the Rambam deals with a situation, again, of Shavya Nafshe, Misha Babit Man Hazev Amar Kohen Ani. So on one hand, Eino Ne'emon, Ein Ma'alino Salikahuna Alpi Atmo, Lo Yikra Betor Rishon, Lo Yisa Et Kapav, Lo Yochal Bekot Shei Hagvul Ad Shei Yesham Eid Echad. that in terms of the darga of yuchsin, that we don't believe a person based on his own ne'emonos. Aval oser atzmo, but on the level of shabya nashem, on the level of isurim, not on the level of hetem, the level of isurim, oser atzmo begrusha, bezona, bechalala, eno metame lemeisim, and the Ram continues, v'im nasa onitma loke, that a person can create the darga of the Easter, which is created via Shavi Anashe, is the level of Easter which brings about Malkus. Im Nasa Onitma Loken, it's not over here, not Malkus Margus. This is Loken. These are Malkus Doraisa. Namely, even though normally, in order to bring about a Chiyuv of Malkus, one requires Al Pishnei Eidim, even Eid Echad wouldn't be enough to bring about an Onesh of Malkus. But we're saying over here, Shavi Anashe has that darga of being, of creating Malkos. So, in terms of our Hakira, would the Rambam view Shavi Anashe as a neder or as ne'emanus? L'chore barer that it's not a neder. On the level of neder, what kind of Malkos? Bal Yachal Devara? What kind of Malkos would we have over here? In order to have Bal Yachal, you have to have both formulation of a neder, b'chulat. Ma'ashenk, and if it's ne'emanus, we pointed out that there are levels of ne'emanus. And Kanareh, we have over here a very, very high level of ne'emanus. And that's the way the Magid Mishnah over here understands. The Magid Mishnah says, Aval oser et atzmo, ze poshut, mishum deshavinu l'chol psulei kehuna anashe chatifa d'yisura, v'kotav rabbeinu im naso nitma loke, hatam, kevan shehechzik atzmo v'kohen meikorev, kishein masrin bo, eina kriya hasura sofik l'gabi nafshe, kfar ne'esa bevada yalpiv, hu ne'eman al atzmo v'hachmir. Now we have this, that the Rambam, you know, according to Magid Mishnah, the Rambam is telling us over here, that Shavi Anafshe is a super ne'emanus, on the level of shnei eidim, and you get malchus. The problem is, we have another Rambam, that we have a Rambam in Perek Alef Hilchos Yisurei Diyah, at the very, very end. Listen to this Rambam. Perek Aleph Alfa Kaf Gimel. Ha'av Amar Biti Zona Kudesha Ti Lazer. Af Agav Shehun Ne'eman. Viti Nase Lo. Im Zinsa. Eino Niskeles Alpiv. Ad Shusham Eidim. Shinis Arshu Bifneyim. Even though an Abba has Ne'emanus on his daughter to say Harezu Mekudesha. Not to the degree of giving her Misa. Ainam is kelas alpiv. To get misi, you require shnei eidim. V'chein ha'isha she'amar mekudeshet ani. This is shavi anashe. Ha'isha she'amar mekudeshet ani. Ainam nehereges alpiha. Ad she'yusham eidim o she'tuchsa. That says black and white that there is no misa, that there is no onesh on shavi anashe. To get an onesh, you require eidim or tuchsa, tuchsak or a chazaka. And so the Mishnah Lamelech Alatar by us says, "Vivir Rabbein on Trichon Diur." How can it be by us that the Rambam Paskin Sasam Vekotav Im Nasa O Nitma Loke Val Korcha Bidi Itchazik Kvar Mayri? That we're looking at a situation where he was as chazik as a kohen, Ukidavel the Perek Aleph Mehalachos Egu Misha Huchsa Er Basar Sarfin the Sotlin Ala Chazakos. If someone is muhsak, this is his sister, and he lives with his sister, then he would get misa, so sarf in the soka and ala chazakos. Have a low muhsak, for kosa hu atzmo. Perkaniskar in adam loket umeis alpi atzmo. And we said, we require a level of muhsak, that's the Rambam over there, misha muhsak. Perk afafakha. Vishair basar. Don in bal alpi a chazaka. Afafi shein sham raya brura, shizekaro. Malkin, the serpent, the sokin, the chonkin, achazakazo. Ketzad, hareisha huchzak shada achoso, o vito, o imo, ubo aleha ve'edim, hareisha loke, o nisraf, o niskal, afa pishain, raya brura shazohi achoso, o imo, o vito, ela bechazaka bilbad, umaisa v'isha achas, etc., etc. Now we have principles of emonus that bring about onshim. The principle of Ne'emanus being good onshim is either Al-Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Gavar or a Chazaka. A Chazaka also has a Geder of Eidus. So if we have Huchzaku Barabim for a period of time, that's the equivalent of Eidus. But Shavi Anashe not. So if we have over here a steer between Terek Aleph and Terek Chav, So either you do like the Mishnah Lamelech and stand on your head and twinkle your toes and say, well, the Rambam in Perachah is assuming that we're dealing over here with a Kohen that's not just Shavya Nashe, but it's Huchsak. We'll toss Huchsak into the equation. And if you don't want to do that, then we're like the Magen Mishnah. No, that Shavi Anashi is nothing but Nemanos in order to give Malkos. So what then do we do with Perek Aleph? So the Kovet Shiurim, Rav Chanan Wasserman in Ksuvas, in Sifkata Nun Ches, wants to give a different teretz. And then he quotes the name of one of his colleagues, that perhaps there's a difference between Misa and Malkos. That on the level of Malkos, we'll give Malkos based on Shavi Anashe. But in terms of Misa, there we wouldn't give Misa based on Shavi Anashe.
Misa, one thing.
Yeah?
By Malkos, you have some, even though this is the right thing, you have to show you some places Malkos is up on it. There's no Misa is up on it. So maybe the Malkos, that's a cooler in Malkos that we see. Though with Malkos, you can have a good one.
There is a certain concept of Misa. Well, there is an extension of Misa. There is a concept of Melech. Margo Malkus said a Melech can kill even without Rayos, etc. I mean, we have a situation of Misa which is extended in time of. Not so clear. The Koach of Melech, Pashtus is maybe Divrei Kabbalah. From the Nevi'im, but Midoraisa, it's not so clear. And also there is a concept of Migdal Milsa, the Rosh at the Tshuva, that in his time there was capital punishment, and they gave Misa in his time, at least theoretically, even without Smuchim, etc. So you have a Migdal Milsa, you have a Misa, what you call Misa Drabanan. The question is, where do we find anywhere that we distinguish in the level of Onesh between Misa and Malkos? Yes?
You spoke about the Mishnah Lamelech.
Yeah?
If a person does have such a Kedotah, then why don't we give Mishnah Lamelech?
Right, then we'd have to, that would be very, very difficult. In other words, you're correct, 100%. Then we'd have to distinguish between the Reish and the Seifa. The Reish is talking about a person who simply Kohen is coming and saying, and the Seifa, we're saying, if he says, and he has a Chazaka, it's very hard to fit in. Very, very hard to put in to the Rambam, the Mishnah and Melech's chat, but clearly you understand what he was up against. That we have a Rambam says black and white at the end of the first paragraph that there were no onshim, and the Mishnah and Melech didn't think of any option of distinguishing between Misa and Malkos. Yes?
What does it mean that the Kohen is Huchsak?
He's known to be a Kohen. He's known to be a Kohen. Everyone knows the family. Family that has a Chazak. We don't have Eidim, we simply have a Chazak.
What does this mean that in
we're saying that Chazak is the equivalent of Adolos. And that's why, in such a situation, you can't claim, how do you prove I'm a Kohen? Bring me to Aiden that I'm a Kohen. And there was such a situation in America recently, where there was a rabbi who was a Kohen, and he wanted to marry a divorcee. And so he simply got up and said he wasn't a Kohen. I, his father was a Kohen, and his grandfather was a Kohen. Yeah, love is love. In any case, when the person's huksak is a Kohen, you can't play both directions. You can't, if you're huksak, you're huksak, and then self-limbo, etc. So the Kovet Shurim simply offers this option, doesn't really explain the option. Rav Hochstein, when he gave Shir, wanted to just give Makoros for such an option. So I'll just tell you over his Makoros, and his Makoros were from Hilchos Sanhedrin, where we find a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, which seems to be quite explicit, but maybe it's not so explicit. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Chaf of Hilchos Sanhedrin, says, Ein Bezdin Onshin V'Omed Hadas El Al Pi Eidim V'Raya Brura. That there, if you want to give an onesh, we have a concept of Al Pi Shnayim Eidim Yochem Davar. There's no such thing as circumstantial evidence. Afilu Ra'u Ha'Eidim Rode Pachar Kaveru Hisru Bo Halimu Einayim Nitnesu Acharav L'Chur Bo Nitnesu Acharav Matzuhu Haru Meparpir V'Hasayit V'Nat Eidam V'Yad Ha'Oreg. That's the smoking gun. That's circumstantial evidence. Halav lo ra'ahu ve'eit she'ikahu, ein bezin horkin ve'idus uzeh, v'al kayotzeh v'zeh. So the question is, the Rambam at first begins, ein bezin onshin. Onshin, l'chora, is a broad term that would include both Misa and Malkos. Then he gives an example of Misa, and he says, Ein Bezdin Horgin the Eidus Zu. Mashma that we're dealing with Misa. What is proof text? Va'al zeh v'kayotze bo ne'emar v'naki v'tzadik al taharok. And there being another case about Avodah Zarah, again, v'naki v'tzadik al taharok. Ho'lo v'yesh tzadu nakoto. So of course, circumstantial evidence is just that. There's always a possibility someone else was involved and hit him the sword. Lee Harvey Oswald or whatever. V'yoto tzadik al tahargen. Al tahargen. So here, one could say that even though the Rambam began with the word onshim, since all the examples are of those of hariga, maybe dafka by hariga we have this din of no exceptions to the rule, dafka via edut or the equivalent of edut. And that you could fit into the koteret, the heading of the Rambam, that the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin lists 30 mitzvos, and this mitzvah number Yud Zayin is Shalola Harog Dam Naki Ba'omen Hadar. You need Adim. You need Adim, nothing more, nothing less. Where do we see that the possibility that in Malkos we can do something less than Adim? So in Perek Tet Zayin, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says as follows. Eino Tzarich Shnei Adim LaMalkos Ela Bish'as Ma'aseh. Aval ha'isur atzmo the eid echad yuchzak. Ketzad amar eid echad chelat kloyot uzeh kilei ha'kerem heim perot elu grusha ozona isha zo v'ochal o ba'al the eidim achar shehisrabo ha'goreiz aloke afal pishe ikor ha'isur the eid echad. I mean that we have an option of less than two eidim being involved at a certain stage within Malkos. Not the stage of the Maisa. The Maisa has to be done in front of two eidim. But the Easter can be established with less than two eidim. That you can't find, that we don't find in terms of the world of Misa. But in terms of Malkos, we have the option the Easter can be established with less than two eidim. So that opens the option that perhaps maybe Shavya Anashe can also be the equivalent, not of two eidim, but if the Eid Echad to set up the Easter in terms of Malkos. And what is he saying? I'm a Kohen. Once he says I'm a Kohen, and then in front of two Eidim, he gets married to a Grusha, or in front of two Eidim, he's Matami himself, and then we can give it Malkos. And we'll use this crack that we find in Hilchos Sanhedrin between Misa and Malkos. That in Misa, there's no way that you can get anything without it being watertight. You need two Eidim from beginning to end. We don't use any Omen Hadas. Mashi Enkin, in the world of Malkos, here we have a crack, here we have the option of an aspect of Malkos, which is the aspect that we're concerned with, setting up the Easter, can be created even with less than two Eidim. So if we can create it even with less than two Eidim with an Eid Echad, maybe the Rambam is telling us we can create it also with less than two Eidim with the Shavya Anashe. Either Rambam says we don't use Shavya Anashe for Laharov and Afinami. There's a difference between the onesh of Laharov and the onesh of Malkos. On the level of Laharov, then there is no quarter. There are no exceptions to the rule. On the level of Malkos, we find a distinction. This is not, it's not a pashat to inyan at all. The Achronim deal with it as to whether Shavi and Nashi can bring about Malkos or cannot. But I'm just mentioning it in terms of the strength over here. According to the Rambam, if Shavi and Nashi can bring about Malkos, clearly we're not dealing on the level of Neder, we're dealing on the level of Ne'emonus. Not just Stama Ne'emonus, but in Ne'emonus, that's enough to bring about an onesh of Malkos. Okay. Yes?
On that literacy level,
yes.
That
chapter
is from the Rambam himself?
Yeah, the Rambam wrote the Kotara. Yes. He wrote. Yes, first he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos. Then he divided the Sefer HaMitzvos in terms of the Yad Chazak into the Yud Aleph Svarim, which mitzvot he's going to deal with in each Sefer, and then within each set of halachos he puts on the top which mitzvot he's going to deal with. So if you add up all the Kotarot, we get it to 613. Kotarot is the heading. All the headings. A keter, like a crown. Okay, that is, so that in terms of Shavi Anashe, on regular class, that's what I should have spoken about last week. Moving over to Seitzfeg. Well, actually, moving over to the Safek. Let's start. Now, the Gemara says over here the Safek that Shadi Anache created a situation where this Isha is Jerusas Ish. She's Nivala. Right? Via the Shadi Anache, Kape, this husband, this Isha is Nivala. But so what? It's still a Seitzfeg. So Dezin will still let her off the hook. She's still Mutera to her husband. So the Gemara answer is no, we have Ukimtot where we go down to one Safek. And because of this one suffix, so the Ashes Kohen will be also to her husband, and the Katana Shekibla via Kedushin Papas and Paskimo will be also to Baal Yisrael. Because in each of these situations, the Shavi Anashe creates a suffix Doraisa, and she's Asura Mitzad Sveka Doraisa Lachumra. Correct? That's Pshat in the Sugya. Comes along, tells us, and points out that this is not so Pashut. It's true. Shavi Anashe is a rule that we find the Chol Tarakula. We have the Sugya, the Mishnah to Mishnah and Kedushin. We have the Sugya over here. We saw it being brought up in the Darim. And Safek and Sveik are also deemed in the Chol Tarakula. But we also have other rules. And one of the rules that we have is that when we have a Safek, we look and see maybe there's a Chazaka. And a Chazaka can override a Safek. A Chazaka can be Mevarer a Safek. Chazaka can be machriya safek. There are different forms of chazakas. We saw it in the Rambam a few minutes ago. There's a form of chazaka, sarfin, the menisin ala chazakas. Chazakas are very, very powerful. So lechora over here, why do we leave this woman as being asur? Mitzad safek deraisa lechumra. Don't we have a chazaka that can override the safek? The intomar venukma aches kasa shehik shera lekohen the neima delav tachta zinsa. That we have a cheskas kashrus, and this cheskas kashrus, sheik shera lekohen, should override the possibility of tachta zinsa. A safek, we have a chazaka, the chazaka should override the safek. That's how this is kashrus. Okay, strong kashrus. So what does Tosus answer? The yeshlamar the adarabo, islan lemeimar the hashta nivala, the ukma a cheskas haguf, shahayesa besula. Here we have what could be in Tosfos a very, very, very short Tosfos, very small Tosfos, but it could be one of the most important Tosfos in all of Shas. Because what Tosfos is telling us over here is when you have two Chazakos that hit head on one to the other, and we have to choose which Chazaka takes precedence over which Chazaka, then Tosfos over here appears to be giving us a rule. The Adarabba, Isun Lameimar, the Hashta Nivala, the Ukma Cheska Saguf, Shahayesa Besuga. What's going on over here in Tosfos? In the world of Chazakos, there's a volume on Encyclopedia Talmudis called Chazaka. I certainly recommend it as bedtime reading for anyone who wants to, used to recommend, someone should bedtime reading, read your Shesh Maisasa, read your Tzos, they can read you the volume on Chazaka. Very, very, very Hatokhva, Hatokhva. They met Kulava. I haven't found anything in Chazaka that's not in a footnote over there somewhere. It's so hard to find a footnote sometimes, but it's somewhere in there. Within the world of Chazaka, we have two classic Chazakas. One is a Cheskas Din. We discussed this a little last year when we dealt with Yeridea. One is a Cheskas Din, and the other is a Cheskas Mitzius. Cheskas Din, we have in the Torah. We have the concept of Tumah V'Tahara. Cohen goes into a house and he sees that there's a nega on the wall of the house. However, if the Cohen is going to say, wow, that's a nega, then he's going to be Mitami himself. He'll be in a house of Tumah. And it's not a nega until the Cohen declares it's being a nega. So what do we say? The Cohen leaves the house, and when he gets out of the house, he says, K'nega Nirali Babayu. He says that that's a nega. But maybe when he left the house, the nega shrunk. I mean, what he saw, he's telling us what, based on what he saw 10 minutes ago, or 5 minutes ago, or a minute ago, but not based on what he's seeing currently. But what do we say? We have a chazaka, that kanim tzahai kanhaya. We have a status quo that we assume that a status that was pre-existing is still existing. So we have this chazaka in terms of din. And so if we have this woman who was kesher lekahuna, we'll assume she's still kesher lekahuna. know, is that's a chazaka that and if in order to assume that she's still Chera L'Kahuna, and we have this this reyusa that she was nivelet, so to keep her Chera L'Kahuna, we'll say that she was nivelet when she was lo tachta. Well, in order to be able to keep the status quo of Chera L'Kahuna.
Yeah. There was no immediate beginning, there was no open mindset, we had no question or conflict, didn't come into play, and she was absolutely lost.
Now let's move over. No, you're moving on to Psula. Then we have a question, not in terms of her halachic status. Is she Tameya? Is she Tahara? Is she Kshera L'Kahuna? Is she Asur L'Kahuna? We have a second chazaka that deals with the facts of the case, the Uvdot. And what happens when there is a change in facts? And over here, we have a rule also. We pull things until the last minute. That will assume that if she was a basula, she remained a basula until the very last minute. And then the last minute means that she was nivelet when she was tachtav. In other words, so if we're going to view her chazaka dinit, her status, that would push us to say that she was nivelet lo tachtav. And if we're going to view her cheskas haguf, her cheskas metzius, that would pull us to say that she was nivelet tachtav. So we have a stira between these two chazakot. The chazaka of her status of kashrus or lack of kashrus, that pulls us to say lo tachta. The chazaka, the cheskas haguf, pulls us to say tachta. Which of these takes precedence? Which of these... We could have said that. In other words, but what Tosa seems to say is he has over here an other rabbi. Tosa says the nukma acheskasa sheikshera lekahuna. There's the Yeshlam of the other Rabbah. Yisrael and the Neymar has to nivel aduk ma'cheska sagut shahiyasa
besula. That's why it's not saying no, we have a chazaka the other way. So you have a chazaka in both directions, so we go sub
ikzeres to the Okay, fine. Okay, so what Tosis is telling us, fine, okay, nothing on it. I agree with you 100%. So Tosis is telling us is over here, when you have two chazakos that are going against one another, they cancel one another out. They cancel one another out. And then we're left with our sugya of Safek or Sveik Sveika. So in a case of Sveik Sveika, Muta. In a case of Safek, Asa. That's what Dosis is pointing out.
In this
particular view,
we have a
And Kashrus L'Kahuna is an active chazaka. We have two passive chazakas. We have a passive chazaka that she was Kshera L'Kahuna. We have a passive chazaka that she was a Basula. These are two passive chazakot. Now we have a Reyusa. Now we have a problem that Pesach Pasuach, that nivela, that we have, that she is nivela. The question is, how does this nivela affect the two chazakas? So, klape the first chazaka, we would say that the nivela would be ena tachta. Klape the second chazaka, we say the nivela would be tachta. So, what Tosha says that when you have these two chazakas, they cancel one another out. Yes?
I'm just confused. You started saying chazaka overrides something.
Nachon, when you have a chazaka. So the cheskas ha-kashus would override the suffix to say that she is vadei muteres la-kohen. The cheskas ha-guf would override the suffix to say she's vadei asur la-kohen. Correct. And so we're saying over here that these two chazakot cancel one another out. We're left with the suffix. That's why the Gemara leaves it as the level of the suffix. The problem is as follows. That L'chora, we do have a Gemara that deals with such a situation where you have two chazakos that are going in opposite directions, and the Gemara over there seems to say the opposite of Tosfos. That Tosfos over here, as Yoni points out, we end up that we have an Adarabba, not of Cheskas Guf overriding of Cheskas Kashrus, but rather of the two canceling one another out. But which Gemara do we have that says they don't cancel one another out? That's what the Tosfos Rashi Mishnah brings in. Tosfos Harosh also, very, very, very briefly, says the same thing. I'll just read it in the Tosfos Rashi Mishnah. It's a little longer, another extra line. V'im tomar, gadei eishes kohen, mihas amayla umukma achazokas heter, v'meimar dekodem shayisa tachtav hafeg, v'ika l'meimar dechazok achlisa ika. Habisula Isra Rasuke Yata Inna, Vahashtahu the Isra the Mema the Nibala. Okay, so these two chazakos not one another out. Vaha lo dam yoga mikva shenimdad venimsa chaser. Daminan kol taro shenasu tmeos. Vaha minan ukma a chazaka ad hashta. The hasam, hainu taima farish nida. We'll see in a minute what his answer is. Lachavar, we have a very, very similar situation over there in the case of the mikva. What do we have? We have a person who was vadei tamei. So he has a cheskas tuma. We have a mikva that was nimdad. So this mikva has a cheskas kashrus, right? Has a cheskas, well, it should call a cheskas mitzius, that it's full. Okay, so we have a cheskas, a chazaka dinit of tuma. We have a chazaka of mitzius that the mikva was full. So this is similar to our situation, where on one hand the woman has a cheskas kashrus. On the other hand, she has a cheskas besula. And what do we say? We say that the kol taharos shenaasu agaba tmeyot. We say that the cheskas dinit overrides the cheskas mitzius. So we're using that same principle over here. We should say that the cheskas kashrus would override the chazaka of the besula. And we see over there that a cheskas din overrides a cheskas mitzius. So how can Tosfos say that simply that these two cancel one another out? And if you're going to choose one of the other, you would choose the cheskas aguf over the cheskas din, adarava. We see just the opposite by mikvah. We say that the cheskas tuma is maintained. He was tamei, he still is tamei. He was tovu in a mikvah that had a chazaka of being full. So we said no. That now we have a reyusa. Currently, the mikvah no longer has our bayimsa. So we have over here, like in our situation, currently she's nivala. And so we say that the cheskas din overrides the cheskas guf. Well, our Tosa says that the cheskas guf would knock off the cheskas din, at least to the degree of neutralizing it, if not to override it. So why does Tosa say that we don't bring that in as a model? He says, "Dikula neimar ba chaser vaasoi chaser vaasoi, aval hachal lo shayach lo neimar boil vaasoi boil vaasoi." That there's a difference between our two situations. In our case, the reyusa is a one-time reyusa. So the question is, when did this one-time reyusa take place? Tachtav or eno tachtav? Ma'ashein kein in nida, we're dealing with the reyusa, which is chaser vaasoi, which is a process of losing water. And we don't know exactly at what point did it go below our bayimsa, before his tefillah or after his tefillah. So over there we say that this chaser vaasoi weakens the cheskas mitzius more than in our situation, the fact that she's nivelet would weaken the cheskas besula. Yeah, but it didn't matter to you, but it happened to matter to the Gemara. That's what's a little more important. Okay, so let's see in the Gemara. The Gemara, you'll see my, you know, is the give and take. Okay. The Gemara in Nida brings us in, but when you are correct, is that Lachora, the bottom line of the Gemara goes beyond that. The Gemara was bothered that we have a Mishnah, Shamai Omer Kol Nashim Dayan Shatan, Kelel Omer Mitkida Lepikida, Vafilu Yamim Rabin. That the question is, how do we view a woman who was suddenly Roa Dam? Do we assume, and 5 minutes ago she had been making a pie. So what do we do with this pie that she made 5 minutes ago before she was Roa Dam? So Shammai says, Dayan Shaitan, from now on she is Tameya. 5 minutes ago she was Tahora. She had a Cheskas Tahara. The Cheskas Tahara continues until we know that she is Tameya. And Hillel says, we go to Mathreya. That means Tekida, La Tekida, Afilu Yamim Rabim. That from the last time she checked herself, which may have been a week ago, we'll say that she be Tameya, La Mathreya. So the Gemara says, just a minute, how can we have such a Mahmoud between Hillel and Shammai? That we have a Mishnah of Mikvah. Mikvah shenimdad nimsa chaser, kol taharos shenasu al gabam, Gematria, Dengrishitara, Dengrishitara, Tmeyas. So according to Shammai, not Tzitzah. According to Shammai, why should we say over there that it's Tamei? Well, there was a Cheskas. On those Taharos, there was a Cheskas Tahara. Why should they be Tamei Gematria? Over Hilo Kasha, because Hilo dealt with a situation that everything is Tamei Misafek. And over here in the Mishnah, it seems to say that they are Tmeyas, the Taras, Vadai. So the Gemara says, Nishum de'ikul ameimar, ha'amei tamei al cheskaso, ve'ema lo tavos. And I said, how do you compare? Over there, dealing with the person who was tamei, who went to the mikvah. He has a cheskas tuma. Adarabah, ha'amei mikvah al cheskaso, ve'ema lo choser. But we have a calls that we have a steer between the two chazakot, the cheskas tamei of the person and the cheskas mitzius of the mikvah. So the Gemara says, ha'chanami hare dam lefanecha. So we have over here also, we have a cheskas tahara, we have hare dam lefanecha, hashtahu dechazai, hashtanami, hashtahu dechaser, hachi hashta, says the Gemara. Ikla meymar chaser va'asoi, chaser va'asoi. Ha'cha, mi ikla meymar chazai va'asai, chazai va'asai. Gemara says, just a minute, by the mikvah, there you have the chaser va'asai. That makes things worse. Mashein came by Anida. Now she saw Adam. The Gemara says, "Umay kusha, Dilma hagas hagas chizitei." So the Gemara says, "But by Anida also, the blood doesn't all of a sudden come at once. The blood begins leaving the rechem at a certain point, and only then do you see it outwardly. But the moment that the blood goes into the prozor, she's already tmeyah. We may not be aware, but she's already tmeyah. So we have a process of blood coming out by Anida. We have a process of the mikvah losing blood via a leak." So we both of them have a process had. So why distinguish and say that in the case of mikvah we're going to be machmir, and in the case of the nida we're going to be mekel? So more comes to conclusion. Hasam ika tarke l'reyusa, hacha ika kad l'reyusa. By the mikvah we have tarke l'reyusa. A, the person is tameh, and B, the mikvah currently is chaser. When you have such a combination of a person who began being tameh, and now we see the mikvah is chaser, that combination is Tarate L'Reyusa will say that everything that the person touched is Vitame. We'll assume that when he was Tovil, the mikvah had already lost water. Masha Enkin, in our situation, we had a woman who was Tahora, she touched foods that were Tahora, we have Chadu L'Reyusa. Now, we see blood. We don't know when the blood began to flow. A minute ago, 5 minutes ago, 15 seconds ago, we know it began, but we don't know when it began. It's Chadu L'Reyusa. So Shammai will say from now on, and Hillel will say that she's only Tmeya Mitzat Safi. Mashenkin, and when you have part of the Reyusa, then it's all the Mafreya and the Torah Tzavadai. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. Chadu L'Reyusa or Tartu L'Reyusa. Not Chaser V'Asai, Chaser V'Asai. Chaser V'Asai, Chaser V'Asai is a Havamina, but it's not, doesn't make its way into the Maskana of the Gemara. So this is a general question that Rashi always deals with in terms of methodology. When the Gemara raises a Havamina and rejects it, is it rejecting it in context, or is it rejecting the whole concept of this as being a meaningful factor that we should take? That, in other words, it could say it's a factor, but we have over here other factors that would override it. Or is it telling you it's not a factor? So the question is, does this chaser v'asai make it into halachic literature? In the Gemara Nida, in the days, it's raised as a havamina, and then it's shut down. But the question is, does it make it into halacha? Does it make it into the Rishonim? So here I sent you to a Tosfos in Chulin. Tosfos in Chulin raises an issue which is parallel to all of our situations. Namely, when you have chazakos that tend to hit one another head on, and how do we deal with them? Our Tosfos, it seems to say, when you have a cheskas din and a cheskas guf, they neutralize one another. In the case of mikvah, the cheskas din overrides the cheskas haguf. In the case of Nida, the Cheskas Haguf overrides the Cheskas over there also, the Cheskas Adin overrides the Cheskas there, the Cheskas Adin, it's coming. Over there you have no skew between the Chazakas. We have a case in Chulin where a person is Shochet with a knife, And then, after he shochet, he cuts an etzem, and then he finds a knife to be pogrom. Now, we don't know at what point the knife became pogrom. Did it become pogrom, shema be'or nitzkama, before the shechita? And then you shechted with a knife that was pogrom, and the shechita is nevela? Or do we say, no, that it was the etzem nitzkam, it became pogrom only after the shechita, and the shechita was kshera. Machlokes Rahuna and Rav Kista. Tosis asks, let's view this in the light of the case of mikvah. What do we have over here? We have an animal, behema b'chayeha b'cheskas isur omedet. That's like a person who's tamei. We have a knife which is pogum. That's like a mikvah which is chaser. So how can you have a machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Kista when you have a person who's tamei and when you have a mikvah that's chaser? That combination brings you that everything is tamei, the matreya. So here also we say that the shechita is possible the Taras Vagai. That's also this kasha over there in Chulin. Correct. A few number dollars. Tema. So tells us over there, gives three answers. One answer is you can't compare, I'm going in backwards order. One answer is you can't compare the two cases because in the case of Sakin we have Isfet Sveta. Maybe the knife was Nifgam only after the Shlita. And even if it was Nifgam before the Shlita, the Pagam is only a certain point in the knife. And when you cut, you don't necessarily use the entire knife. So maybe you cut the Simonim with the part of the knife that was not Nifgam. You have a Sveta Sveta. So you can't compare it to the case of the mikvah, but we have no space sefer. Only one suffix, when the person was tovel, was the mikvah with our boyim tzar, or wasn't it with our boyim tzar? Then Tosa says that in the case of the shechita, we have shiber ba'asamas. You have what the bitola, the pigam on. You can bitola the pigam on the etzem. We know that if you cut an etzem, you're going to get to a pigam. And so therefore, why assume that the gam was earlier, let's assume that the gam you can be tolle later. Mashenken, in the case of mikvah, we have nothing to be tolle the chisaron of the mikvah on. There's no reason to push it off later rather than earlier. There's no point to shiber ba'atzamos in the case of the mikvah. The first teres of Tosfos is ha'asam chaser va'asoi, chaser va'asoi. And the case of the knife, there's no chaser va'asoi, chaser va'asoi. It happened at one point. It's not a process, it's a point in time. So we see that Tosfos assumed that Chaser Vasoi, even though it was a Havad in the Gemara, is still a meaningful factor, and that would be what's behind over here, Tosfos, in the Tosfos Rashi Nishan. So you can still bring Chaser Vasoi as being a meaningful factor. Those who learned Yeredeya, so this question is raised in the end of Siman Aleph Sif Aleph, where you have a similar case of a shochet who shechted and then was tested on Hilchos Shlita, and he no longer knows Hilchos Shlita. And the question is, at what point did he forget? Did he forget a day ago, a year ago? What do we do with all the shlitos that he had previously? So the Ramah makes a kshara. If he originally had a Kabbalah, we'll assume he forgot a moment ago, amnesia. And everything he shechted up to this point was perfectly fine. If the shochet never had a Kabbalah, we'll assume he never knew Hilchos Shlita. That's the pshat of the Ramah. That's the Ramah, and that is the Shach. The Shach agrees with the Ramah. Machenkin Vitaz says that's absurd. What might not be if the shochet had a Kabbalah. Let's say the shochet had a Kabbalah, but Lechora, we know that he forgot. He doesn't know Hilchos Shlita currently. We don't know what point he forgot. That we should certainly say that he forgot quite a while ago. Just like in the case, of mikvah, we say that we assume that we don't know at what point the water was lost. So here we don't know what point he forgot. So we assume the worst. So also over here we should assume the worst. So the Shach over there wants to explain that maybe the difference between forgetting and a loss of water. The question is, do we view forgetting as a process, or do you forgetting as a one fell swoop? You always know that you know that you're coming to a test. You knew all the material until the moment before you took the pen. You knew everything. The moment you picked up the pen, you forget everything. Right? So that's not chaser v'asoy. So there are all sorts of questions, you know, that are dealt with. But over there, chaser v'asoy is brought in as a factor in terms of as to whether we would break a chazaka and at what point we break a chazaka. Okay, so just to summarize, we have the Chora, a model that Gemara brings in of mikveh, which would seem to imply that cheskas din overrides cheskas haguf. That will say that the tumma of the individual would override the fact that once we had a mikveh that was nimdad. And that was so clear, our Tosos, that says that these two either neutralize one another, or adarabra, maybe the cheskas haguf is even stronger than the cheskas hadin. So the question is as to whether mikveh is really a model or not. So if you build that mikveh is a case of chaser v'asoy, it's only a model to other cases of chaser v'asoy. It's not a model to any other situations. It wouldn't be a model to the case of the knife with the pagam. It may not be a model to a case of shikacha. The Gadim over there deals with a shokhet who was menir dato. And the question is, how do we do apikorsis? Is apikorsis something that comes about at someone suddenly, see the light, see the darkness? Or is it a chaser v'asoy? Can it be compared to mikvah? Can it not be compared to mikvah? So the question is do we view mikvah as a model, or do we say no, it's only a situation of chaser v'asoy? Okay, that's so in the moment that we can neutralize mikvah by saying chaser v'asoy, that's what the Tosas Rash Nishans, Tosas Rash point out, then it wouldn't apply to our sugya, because in our sugya there's no bo'al v'asoy, bo'al v'asoy. In our sugya, the two chazakos will cancel one another out, and all we're going to have to deal with is the question of safek or sveik sveika. Okay, well, we're moving into, Rav Lichtenstein, when he gets here, had a different approach. I'll just mention it very, very briefly. That even though the Mishnah takes for granted that when you have this situation of either Tarti L'Reyusa, or you have this Chaser V'Asoy, that the Cheskat Hagin overrides the Cheskat Hanuf, the Tosefta brings this as a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tosefta is quoted, Tosefta Nikvos, but it's quoted in the Gemara in Kedushin, on Daf Samach Vav Amadeus. There is a whole discussion over there between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Shimon. This is the Samach Vav Amadeus, the top line. This again is Tosefta Nikvos. It's I think Perak Alva Palacha Beis. Masa b'megure shel diskim b'yavne shehoyisa omedet v'cheskas shleima. There was this mikvah in Yavne that everyone was told they'll everything in. Everyone assumed that this mikvah it had been checked, it was known to have been checked, and then madadu v'nimtes chasera. They checked it again and they found it didn't have 40 saw. So kol taharo shena'asu al gaba haya Rabbi Tarfon mitaher Rabbi Akiva mitamed. Rabbi Tarfon said that Ha made mikvah al cheskasa. We have a cheskas mitzius, and Rabbi Akiva said nothing doing. The things you were putting into the mikvah, they had a cheskas tumah. They remain on their chazaka. With the machlokes over here, what's expressed? It's the cheskas haguf, the cheskas mitzius of the mikvah, or the cheskas din of that which you were putting into the mikvah. Amar Rabbi Tarfa, mikvah zed the cheskas shalim hu al made misafek atabala chasro. Alta chasro na misafek. We have a cheskas mitzius. That once this mikvah was full, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Adam Zeh, whoever was total on this mikvah, b'cheskas tamei hu al mei misafek atabal v'taharo al taharena misafek. So, what did Rabbi Tarfon do? He had been precedent. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, mashal la'omid u'makriv agave nizbeach v'noda shehu ben grusha o ben chalutza avodaso kishera. Up to that point, a Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mashal La'omedu Makir V'gam Nizbeach V'not Nashu Ba'almum Avod Yosef Psula. Amar Rabbi Tarpan Atame Denisa L'Ba'almum Ani Denisa L'Ben Grusha L'Ben Chalutza Nira L'Ni Dome I Dome L'Ben Grusha L'Ben Chalutza Nidon Nenu K'Ben Grusha L'Ben Chalutza I Dome L'Ba'almum Nidon Nenu K'Ba'almum. This is not Amit of Mishnah, this is a real Tosefta. Nenu K'Ba'almum. As Hiskul Rabbi Akiva Ladun Nikva Psula V'Yachid Ba'almum Psula V'Yachid I Yochiyach Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that's a din of Dabach Be'er requires too. Davar Acher Nikva Psula Begufo Ba'almum Psula Begufo I Yochiyach Kein Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Shep Psula Me'acherin Amal Rabbi Tarfon Akiva Kol Aporish Ben Chalutza Aporish Ben Akayim. Namely that Rabbi Tarfon was Moser. But the question is, what exactly is going on over here? Chora, you have two Chazakas to go against one another. So, as Yoni pointed out, Tosfos is correct, so we should be left with a suffix. Why do we have a machlokas over here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfa? Rabbi Akiva says we have a cheskas cheskas din. Rabbi Tarfa says we have a cheskas agur. So let them knock one another out. In other words, why does one of them have to override the other? Let's just simply be left with a suffix. And then let's say, if this person is building a level of daraisa, suffix daraisa lakumra. If you're building a level of drabanam, suffix drabanam lakula. But why does Rabbi Tarfa? So what he sees over here is that within the world of chazakos, you have to choose a perspective. Namely that if we're viewing it from the perspective of the mikvah, from the perspective of the cheskas metzius, then who cares if this adam had a cheskas tuma? He was tovel in a mikvah that was perfectly good. Namely that from the perspective of the cheskas aguf, the cheskas tuma is v'malad v'amori. And if we're viewing it from the cheskas of the person, that he is tamei, so then his act of being tovel is not an act of tzvila, it's simply a meaningless act. Namely that we have over here a concept of tuma. And you have to choose your perspective. And basically what Rabbi Akiva Paskin is the perspective is always the perspective of the person. When you're dealing with a sphere between a perspective of an Adam and a perspective of a Kli, you view things from the perspective of the Adam, not of the Kli. And then, that's the halakha, that when we have Hamid Adam Al-Khas Kasav, that we view it from his perspective. And from his perspective, Mainach Gemina, what was the Chazaka once upon a time of the mikvah. We have the situation currently, it's chaser, and so we'll assume that the Adam was tovel in a mikvah, which is chaser. Machain, in our case, we're doing on the level of an Adam and an Adam, namely, in the case of Nida, namely that the two chazakas are within the individual. She has a cheskas kashrus, she has a cheskas agur. So then you could bring no raya from the case of mikvah to the case of Eishet Kohen, because we're dealing with apples and oranges. The case of Nicholas telling us is that when you have, on one hand, from the perspective of an Adam, a cheskas tuma, and from the perspective of a guf, there you have, from the perspective of a mikvah, there you have a cheskas of a nuda, there the cheskas Adam takes precedence. But when both of them are within the same person, there we have no raya. The question is as to, you have to go through all those shas and see where mikvah can be brought as a takdim, as a precedent, where it can't be brought. Rostin, said what he said, but there are a lot of rishonim and achronim who brought in mikvah and felt that they had to give a different answer. They didn't give the answer from the perspective of another. That's what we have over here. Then really, they neutralize one another. Right. Within the woman. The woman has a cheskas kashrus l'kahuna, and she has a cheskas besula. So when you have the two chazakas with one individual, that's where you have, that's when they neutralize one another. Then there wouldn't be a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfa. Because Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfa is when you have a chazaka in Adam, and you have a chazaka chitzonit, how do we view the relation of these two chazakas? And Rabbi Tarfon was Moser, that we view it from the perspective of the other. No, it's her. Cheskasa. He's Sherev Kahuna. It's her Chazaka. She's Sherev Kahuna.
Of course.
Not because of anything, because she was born Sherev Kahuna. Because she was born to the Sula, she was born with the din of being Sherev Kahuna. Okay, we'll move over beginning the next time into the world of state Sveika. That's the Tosfos Ivoi Yisema. What we'll try and do is try to understand the terminology of Tosfos. Shem ones chadhu, and then Tosfos afterwards deals with the situation of Kaman Velesa Dame, then he moves over to the concept of Ruba Drabonon, what exactly is Tosfos referring to by all these terms, and to understand it within the context of Sveik-Sveika. There's a classic Chakira, what is the background of Sveik-Sveika. There's a Tshuva of the Rashba, it's Siman Taf Aleph, and Pelech Aleph of Tshuvas HaRashba, where he builds Sveik-Sveika on Rov. And there is another approach, that of the that the Achronim put into the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that Sveika the Oraisa of the Chumra is only Drabonim. And so when you have a Sveik-Sveika, it's basically Sveika Drabonim Lekula. That's the approach. Who says it? Where do we see it? What? The Achronim say it. Okay, too much government. The Achronim say it. So the question is, these two approaches, how do they work their way through Tosfos, or does Tosfos perhaps have a third approach to Sveik-Sveika? And what's the relationship, again, between Sveik-Sveika and Sveik-Banu Makula? What's the relationship between Sveik-Sveika and Rov? I mean, even if we say that that basically these are the sources of Sveik-Sveika, are they equivalent or not? Just to raise, let's say, an issue, that we have a rule that Safek Tumma Bereshus HaRabim is Tahar, Safek Tumma Bereshus HaYachid is Tameh. What if you have a Sveik-Sveika of Tumma Bereshus HaYachid? So, almost everyone says that's also Tameh. Right? You have one Safek, two Sveikas, five Sveikas. But if you have a Rov Bereshus HaYachid, that's not focused on Rishonim. The Rishonim, they say that it's Tahar. A rope, you know, the rope which is not the Tahara. But just say Sveik-Sveika is built on rope, how can you have that rope would be Tahar and Sveik-Sveika would be Tameh? I mean, even if we say Sveik-Sveika is a rope, what exactly does it mean by rope? And what's the distinction between different forms of rope? Okay, so we in the next time we'll deal with the Tosfos Ibo Ezema. And then we'll move over into the next Ket of the Gemara, that deals with, goes back to Shavi Anashe to a certain degree, and asks, what are the limitations of Shavi Anashe? What is needed to create Isur by Eishes Ish? Do you need Dr. Kini Vestira? Do you need Dr. Tu Aden? Shavi Anashe, what's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? We dealt with this a little bit when we dealt with Dr. Eitan Adala in terms of the, right? When we dealt over there with Rashi, of Yavel Lebezdin, the Barer Hadavar. So we need there to finish basically Testament out. The Rambam doesn't go that Sveik-Sveika. The Rambam says in five different places that Sveika the Raisa Lechumra is only Drabana. That's what the Rambam says. But the Achronim pick up on the Rambam and say, well, Sveika the Raisa Lechumra is only Drabana, then if you have a Sveik-Sveika, so that's Sveika Drabana Lekula. Once you turn every Sveik-Sveika d'oraisa is like a Sveik Rabbanu Makula. Okay. Parshas Shavuot was me. I said Parshas, I always see Parshas Shavuot.